Oh my gosh, what is this? It's a Tebs Talks episode. It's been like years since I've had one of these. And I think that's okay. I think I did it more so for my own mental health. I guess mental health is a bad way to put it. It makes it sound like, you know, I'm going through something horrific. But it was just nice to take a step back for a little bit. Not have to worry about it. Not have to focus on it. And just commute to work in peace, silence. Just have my own thoughts with me. Rather than having to come up with something to say all the time. And I might continue that trend where there's long gaps between episodes. I don't know. Probably. But I've been reading... Okay, well, when I say reading, I've been listening to the audiobook of Count of Monte Cristo. The timeless classic. You know, everybody that's ever been in a high school or a high school English class has either read the Count of Monte Cristo or done something about the Count of Monte Cristo. In my 12th grade English class, we watched the Count of Monte Cristo movie, which I've heard isn't exactly similar to the book. Like, there's some creative liberties taken in the movie. I mean, with all movies, you can kind of expect that, but I've heard it's not as similar to the book as it probably should be. So, right now, I am listening to the book. And boy, let me tell you, when you're listening to a book at double speed, because I listen to most things at double speed, it's something you just gotta kind of train your brain to do and be able to pick up on. When you listen to something at double speed, and there are a lot of French names in there, because it's originally a French book, there are a lot of French names, and then also, whilst at work, and sometimes I get distracted by something going on at work, there was a good chunk there where I just completely missed what was going on. I was able to extrapolate and figure out from there, but yeah, listening to audiobooks at 2x speed during work, I wouldn't say is the most efficient way to pick up on all the information that you need to pick up on whilst listening to a book. Something interesting I did learn, though, is that listening to an audiobook, and this is what two of my coworkers have said, I have not done my own independent research on this, so I'm just going off of what Dave said. Listening to an audiobook activates the same part of your brain as actually reading a book. So, there you go. We have our cheat. We have our in. We're activating that part of your brain. It's mentally stimulating in the same way. So I've heard. Which means, yeah, why read books when you can just listen to them at double speed and crank them out? Maybe the fact that I listen to them at double speed negates those benefits, though. I don't know. That's a good question. But right now, listening to Count of Monte Cristo, I am not even close to halfway through it, because the audio recording's like 46 hours. And I'm only 9 hours into it. So I've got a hefty amount to go. But I've been enjoying it so far. It's a very interesting story. From what I've read so far, it's one of those where I know the ending because, I mean, who doesn't know the ending of Count of Monte Cristo at this point? But I don't know how, I don't know every detail that got us to that ending. And as I'm listening to it, I don't know if it's one of these things where I'm just remembering from the movie, or I don't know if way back when I actually did listen to the audiobook or read the book. I don't know. I can guarantee you it wasn't that I read the book. Maybe I'm just remembering stuff from the movie. But I've been listening to it and I'm like, oh yeah. Why does this all sound and seem so familiar? It's gotta be because I was, you know, we watched the movie in 12th grade English. Now, I will admit, 12th grade English, I was flirting with girls most of the time while the movie was playing, but that's neither here nor there. So, it's possible that I know or remember a little bit better than I thought I would. But I've been really enjoying it. Right now, he is landed upon Monte Cristo and is in search of what lay there. I don't want to spoil anything. The book's, you know, over 100 years old, but I'm not going to spoil anything for you. It's treasure. There's millions of gold or something. So, yeah. But, nonetheless, you know, there's the whole conundrum at the beginning of the book. He's 19 years old, set to marry, I forgot what her name is, and then gets framed for something. Not that it's like, I don't know what he's framed for. He's framed for being like a Bonapartist, which I guess this book takes place in the time where Napoleon Bonaparte was exiled or something. So he gets framed for treason, pretty much. And, at which point he spends, let's see, 19 to 26, 7 years in jail. More than that. I think where I'm at in the book right now, he's like 30 or 33. One of those. Anyway, he spent a long time in prison. So the question is, you know, is his was to be betrothed still interested in him? Is she still available? Like, what's going on with her? How is he gonna say, like, oh, hey, BT Dubs, I'm Edmond Dantes, you know, the guy that got arrested for treason but never had a trial or anything? Yeah, I'm that Edmond Dantes. Many, many years later, by the way, I escaped prison, so I'm still wanted, right? That's his conundrum. That's what he's got to figure out. Will he do it? I mean, we all know how the book ends. Or at least I hope we all know how the book ends. So, I'm pretty sure he'll be fine. Other than that, after I'm done listening to this book, which I got to listen to it in the next 11 days because I'm renting it from the Utah Public Library Network thing using this app called Libby. Libby. You can link up a Utah Public Library account and you have access to all these online, you know, ebooks and audiobooks. So that's really great. So listening to that, I think after that I'm gonna listen or read The Name of the Wind, I think it's called. It's by Patrick Rothfuss, big bearded guy. My coworker recommended it. It's a fantasy book, I guess, from the perspective of a bard. So that'll be fun. Bards are fun. And then after that, I think I want to listen to Atlas Shrugged. Now, Atlas Shrugged, I believe, is my sister-in-law's favorite book. I believe my father-in-law really likes the book. I don't know much about it, but from what I've heard, it's a book about how essentially anarchy could work as a system of government. Anarchy, or like at least crazy libertarian type thing. So, I want to listen to Atlas Shrugged as well. And that book is even longer than Count of Monte Cristo, so, you know, who knows. I also have a coworker that's currently listening to Atlas Shrugged. He says he's liked it so far, though he's, you know, at the very beginning of it. So I've got books ready to go in the lineup, ready to read, and I want to get through them all. I think reading would be good for me. I think it'll be, you know, as somebody that tried and is still working on a book of their own, I think it's only fitting to read more and to learn from reading and also writing. Update on, you know, my book. I got a sample edit from someone. I really liked what they had to say. I really liked how they went about it. There were a lot of edits for just even the sample I sent over. So, you know, Lord knows how long it'll take to edit this dang book. But, you know, it's something where I want to do it right. I want to do it to the best of my ability. And if that means having somebody go through and edit it and pay them for that and fixing the thousands of mistakes they're inevitably going to find, you know, I want to do that. I want to have the best book possible. So, That we're going to meet sometime next week. Go over some things, see if we want to pin this down and go with it. And then from there, it's read, write, and have fun doing everything I can. Right now, just enjoying Count of Monte Cristo. And after that, we've got two more books on the list. Anyway, I'll see you guys when I see you. I'll talk about stuff when I want to talk about stuff. I was driving away from my apartment this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done a podcast in so long. And the only thing I really think is new in my life is Count of Monte Cristo. I'll probably do a book recap when I finish it. Ooh, also, Avengers Endgame comes out today? Tomorrow? Sometime within the next 24 hours? I don't think I'm going to go see it opening weekend. I mean, it's harder to get the movies when you have a little baby, but maybe I can find a way to watch it. Anyway, I'm going to work. Thanks for listening. You guys are cool. And bye.